I'll tell you the biggest challenge. To be significant, you have to be different. If you're really totally different, it violates the fourth human need, the fourth goal of life, which is the need for connection and love. I mean, think about it. Isn't that what we all really want? Isn't that what every soul yearns for? But here's the problem. If you're so busy being significant, being unique, right? What do you think happens? You're being different. And you know what? That separates you from other people. I can tell you all the celebrity clients that I have. You talk to these people and they've all gone through a phase, and some people still experience feeling separate from everyone else because they're so different. They're so unique. They're quote unquote so special. They don't have that sense of connection anymore. They don't feel like they can just go outside and go shopping. They can't just be a person. Everybody's holding them up. They have to be a certain way. They can't just be themselves. It cuts the connection. So here we are, wanting so deeply in our lives to be so special, to be so unique, and then wondering why we don't feel fulfilled because we don't feel that same level of love and connection. Now, what are some of the vehicles? Well, again, you can start out with destructive vehicles. You can get yourself, or you do something you get sympathy for and call that love because at least it connects you. You can get sick or get injured. You can commit some negative act like a crime. Again, you can use violence. Pull out a gun. What does it do? Instant significance and instant connection. You can't ignore this person who's now in your life here with a gun to your head. You know, why do people join gangs? Why do kids do that? People say, well, just say no. Well, it's hard to say no when you realize what a gang does. It meets four needs that are not being met at home by this child. Number one, when you join a gang, what do you have? You have a sense of connection and love instantaneously. What else do you have? When you become a Crip or a Blood, as an example, instantly you have an identity. You are significant. You walk down the street with that jacket, you wear those colors, people respond to you differently. Third, it instantly gives you variety. Think about it. Suddenly your life that was so boring has got all kinds of surprises. You don't know at any moment what might happen. There's an uncertainty. Somebody may shoot at you. And all of a sudden there might be a fight. All of a sudden all the adrenaline shooting through your body. Boy, you got some variety in your life. And yet you still have more certainty because you're not alone. You've got these other people that are part of your gang. Why do you think throughout human history people come together? Because by coming together in a gang, in a negative sense, or a club, or an organization, or a community, or a church, or anything else, you can meet all four of these needs simultaneously. By the way, these first four needs I call the fundamental needs. And I'm going to give you the last two in a moment, which are the primary and essential needs that must be met if you're going to be totally fulfilled as a person. Now, what are some of the other ways to feel the sense of connection? We can do it by our relationships with other people, with friends, with family, with our children, intimate relationships. All of these create for us a tremendous sense of connection. Sexuality is a tremendous experience of total connection. Spirituality, the sense of connection with our Creator. One of the ultimate connections of love in our entire lives that we could ever experience, and we can have it daily if we choose to. What else does it? Being in nature. Haven't you ever had the experience of walking on a beach or being in the mountains or being in a forest or someplace in nature and just feeling just totally connected to nature, to God, or to yourself? You know, connecting with yourself is a powerful thing few people take the time to do anymore. They're so busy trying to get it all done. They wonder why they're not fulfilled. They're not connecting. They're not taking the time to connect with themselves. Another way to do this is pets. I have friends. I have one friend in particular who's got every kind of animal on the face of the earth, right? Because pets are a tremendous connection. I've watched people, for example, who are elderly, who don't have anybody in their life anymore, and they get this little puppy, or they get this little cat, and their whole life changes. Because, you know, a puppy or a dog, for example, will make you feel totally significant and totally loved. You get to meet both of them simultaneously. Just try this. Go outside to get the paper and have the dog see you leave and then come back. It's like you've been gone for 6 months. They're so excited to see you, right? You know, it's like you're the most important thing in their entire life. You get all this love, you get all this significance. I mean, heck, and you know what? They're low maintenance compared to some of the people in your life, right? So some people say, heck, I'll go with animals. They're a lot easier approach. Right? The bottom line is pets are a great way to do it. I'll tell you another way to have a sense of connection, self-sacrifice. You know, you give your all, you do something you aren't doing just for you. You go to that level, and sure enough, there's something about that that goes beyond almost any other experience in life. Self-sacrifice that's done consciously is not a class two experience. It's a class one experience. It actually feels good because you know you're doing what's good. What's good for you, what's good for others, and that which serves the greater good. What else can you do for a sense of connection? Well, you can join a team or a club. You can just appreciate beauty. Just looking at a piece of art can give you a sense of connection, right? There's so many ways. Some people do it by going to the movies and they get connected to the person on the screen. So again, there are negative ways, there are neutral ways, and there are positive ways of meeting this need. But here's where the paradox comes in again. Let's take a look at an example of relationships. Going back to that example, we saw the challenges that happen between the need for certainty and uncertainty in a relationship. Well, let's use the same context of relationship around significance and connection and love. So in a relationship, what happens? In the beginning, you're so excited because this person notices you and loves you and you feel so significant. But sometimes what happens is we feel less significant because we don't get the same level of attention. They still love us, but we don't feel significant enough. So all of a sudden we don't feel very fulfilled, so we do something so that they know that we're significant in their lives. Well, you know what? When you try to demand significance, you rarely get it from somebody. Usually people get turned off, right? Isn't that what we call ego? Somebody's like going around trying to show us how important they are. What they're really saying is they're crying out saying, I want to feel like I'm important. I want to feel like I'm needed in some way. I want to feel loved. But most people don't know how to say that, so they do silly things that usually push people away. I'll give you a little secret. Whatever need you want to fulfill in your life, give it. Whatever need you want to receive, give it. If you make someone else feel needed, if you make them feel important, if you make them feel special, if you make them feel significant, I promise you, more than likely, they will make you feel needed, important, and significant. If you give someone else tremendous love and connection, more than likely, you will get that back in most cases. Give that which you wish to receive, and you won't have to worry about receiving it. It's very simple. But you know what happens in relationships is first you get in this relationship and you say, gosh, I want someone I'm totally connected to. And then you have this total connection. It feels so wonderful. And it's like we're one. We're totally united. We're like one soul. Here we are. And then all of a sudden somebody goes, but then who am I? If I am you and you are I, who am I? I don't have my own identity. Oh my gosh, I gotta have my own. I need my own identity here. I don't want to just be Mrs. So-and-so. I don't want to just be Mr. So-and-so. I gotta have my own identity. Don't you understand? So sure enough, you go out and try and create your own identity, and sure enough, next thing you know, you're alone. You go, oh, but I don't feel connected. Oh, but I want to be, oh. Do you see the paradox? It happens in everything. It happens in business, happens in relationships, happens around financial issues, happens around virtually everything in life. So this is the challenge. That's why we see the same problems. People have different vehicles. They try to meet their needs, usually they meet their needs very weakly. On a 0 to 10 scale, they do 2, 3, or 4, and they're not satisfied enough to really be happy, but they're not dissatisfied enough to change. That's a scary place to be.